It's fantastic news for the area, and it was part of our three-year footpath program, enlightened program that we adopted this morning. And it was on the back of a motion I had brought in a few months ago in relation to remedial repairs, the footpaths in the Long Lane area. So I was delighted today to see that $125,000 has been allocated now for the upkeep of the footpaths in the Long Lane. It has been proved to be a problem in the past with some people falling and hurting themselves and claims coming from that. So hopefully now that we'll be able to address the problems with the footpaths and that they will be fit for purpose, and it'll help in the upgrading and the whole area. So yeah, really pleased with that.
And perception's really key. You mentioned before the 30 new social houses are also going to be established up there, and I suppose the more appealing the area looks, the better for those new residents that are going to be housed there into the future.
Yeah, and that's it, you know, and the council has, over the last number of years, has identified that there, and through motions from elected members, including myself, we are getting around to dealing with everything. Our next best big thing there in the area is that there's an election in the area, and we have now got in place committees and groups who are working to identify them derelict sites and derelict houses, and then we're trying to get applications, funding applications into government to help us in turning these houses around and getting back out there into the public domain and for use for what they were made for. So look, it's work in progress.